I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Michael K is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's the Michael K Show.
Michael K is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It is a Thursday. It's March 7th. It's 2024. Michael, Don, and Peter with you until 6:30. So many things to talk about. And this was not on your bingo card for March 7th of 2024. But we're going to start with boxing. We're going to start with Mike Tyson back in the news as he is going to fight Jake Paul.
That's right. Yeah, this was not on my... on my bingo card for today. In fact, it wasn't even on my bingo card. I didn't know how big a deal you guys would think it would be.
Well, I think it's a pretty big deal because, and you know, Donna's touched on this when we were talking earlier. It shows you the state of boxing that this unsanctioned fight, which is essentially a glorified exhibition, is going to be at Jerry World. It's going to be live on Netflix on July 20th. It shows you care about this, but do you care about any other boxing match? You care about MMA,
right?
But straight out boxing, do you really care?
Well, I'm of course a bad example because though the true boxing fans would call me a casual, relative to the average sports fan, I'm quite a boxing fan. So I tune in several times a year, but there's no fighter out there. I mean, Canelo Alvarez is a really big fighter for Mexicans and Mexican Americans for sure. Outside of that, and by that I mean casual. If you're just like if you're a Mexican,
let's just say heavyweight.
Oh,
not even close, right? Tyson Fury.
Well, let's put it this way: Anthony Joshua's fighting on Friday against Francis Ngannou,
right?
And this is going to crush that fight in impressions. Today, we'll get way more impressions and conversation than whatever happens with Joshua and Ngannou on Friday. And even in that case, Anthony Joshua, who's he fighting? An MMA guy. It's a crossover fight. It's not even two boxers. So to your point, we were on the precipice of getting a real heavyweight division. There was that moment of Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua, and Tyson Fury. We had three emerging stars and champions who seemed to be on a path towards fighting each other, and we kind of had that rotation of great fighters like we did with middleweights in the 80s, where they all fight a combination of each other. And then everyone fell apart. Deontay Wilder couldn't get a win on Tyson Fury. Anthony Joshua takes a bad loss. And the only guy now who's still unscathed is Tyson Fury. And Tyson Fury is sort of an odd fighter. He's not sexy. Let's be honest. Can I use the word crap?
Yeah, he just did.
He looks like it. I mean, that Tyson Fury's not a sexy fighter to look at. He's interesting. He's a fantastic fighter. But the division lacks, Michael. And if you were to ask the average person on the street, who's a heavyweight boxer, they go, it's Mike Tyson.
Because we'll get flooded with phone calls from diehard boxing fans that'll tell you who's relevant, what they're excited about. We're not talking about the diehard boxing fan. Just like we're not talking about the diehard baseball fan, basketball fan, hockey fan who's going to tell you, well, this guy's relevant, that guy's relevant. We're just talking about the fringe fans. And there was a time when the heavyweights fought, everybody paid attention. Everybody be able to tell you who the heavyweight champion was. And in talk radio, when I first broke into this business in the mid-90s, it was always a conversation when there would be a big fight because everybody could relate to it. Now I think the boxing fans relate to it, but the outside world doesn't. And then when Mike Tyson decides to fight at 57, you know, he still resonates more than any current boxer.
Yep.
At the time of the fight, he'll be 58. Paul is 27. Now, Tyson has not fought a pro fight since 2005. Last time you saw him in a ring was November 28th of 2020, and he fought Roy Jones to a draw in an exhibition match. Now, on Bart and Han. Bart said he thinks that Tyson would get like $50 million for this.
That's an interesting speculation, how much it could be. I mean, let's remember, Netflix just did a $5 billion deal with WWE.
Mm-hmm.
But that was for 52 weeks a year, right, for 5 years of premium television that they paid $5 billion. Let's remember, Tyson's high for a fight was $30 million against Lennox Lewis.
Many years ago.
That is 22 years ago that happened. So that was some.
Now, but you're paying a premium now for the freak show nature of it.
Right.
A 58-year-old man.
And Jake Paul already draws eyeballs.
Yes.
It's not like he doesn't get eyeballs.
And it's at Jerry's World where you could have over 100,000 people there at a premium price.
Now, it's being promoted by an MVP, which is Paul's arm, Most Valuable Promotions. And the co-founder, Nikisha Bedarian, said, and this is a quote, "Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, a once-in-a-lifetime dream matchup. I anticipate it will be the most watched boxing event in modern boxing history."
Who said that?
The co-founder of MVP, Nikisha Bedarian.
I mean, that.
I'll tell you something. I'll go out on a limb. I think Tyson could beat him.
You're going to be wrong.
No, I don't think I am, because the only other fighter that Jake Paul fought, Fury's brother, he lost.
But
Mike Tyson, and when you see the training video, and now if it goes a long while, then Jake Paul's going to beat him. But Mike Tyson could hit him once, and it could be over.
I just, listen, you guys know how I feel about Mike. Love the guy. Proud to have done a lot of stuff with him. Care about his well-being. I think Mike's going to be fine. So the people who are like, their gut reaction is to be worried about Mike. I don't think, I'm not worried. I think he's going to be just fine. But I don't want to doubt my guy. He will always have a Mike Tyson left hook chance at winning a fight.
Right.
That's never going away. No matter, he could be 70, I'd give him a chance. But Michael, Jake Paul is taking this fight for a reason. This is coming together for a reason.
For money.
No, it's not just that. It's part of the rebuild. Jake Paul just had. Oh, we should call Ariel Helwani and see if Ariel wants to come on to talk about it. Jake Paul just had back to back fights that nobody was paying attention to. As I put it on Twitter, he had the kind of fights that you only see in the montage before the real fight in the Rocky movie, right? A couple of those random jabroni knockouts.
Right.
He had a couple of those just now. Now, all of a sudden, after having won this past weekend, mind you, he comes out of that weekend after beating a guy that no one watched it, to announcing the Tyson fight. This, to me, is purposeful. It's to get a huge marquee win to get him back into the real conversation and get him real fights.
See, but I think that this is a can't win for him. And I think it's a no lose for Mike.
I agree.
Because if he knocks out Mike Tyson, he was 58 years old. He'll be 58 at the time of the fight. I think he's 57 now. So if Mike Tyson loses, well, he lost. He's 58.
What means
do you
nothing
him to do? And if he knocks him out, everybody's going to go crazy.
Oh, well, here,
and it's going to diminish everything that Jake Paul has done.
See, that's why I like it. Ultimately, my opinion on this, I've been thinking about it throughout the day when I was in the middle of an interview at work, and this just came across my timeline. My take on the Tyson fight ultimately is this. Mike will physically be fine, okay? Mike has a head like a pit bull. He's not going to. How many times have you ever seen Mike wobbled? I mean, it happened minimal times. Holyfield did it. At the end of
Buster.
Buster, of course, had him completely loopy.
The champ Buster only
had him completely loopy. Even the Lewis fight, which Mike lost badly, he was never loopy. You know what I mean? So he's going to be okay physically. But it's a win-win for Mike. He, in my opinion, he probably won't win. Jake is too young, too big, too strong. He'll keep him away with the jab all night. And Mike will never get to land that big punch because he doesn't have the speed to get in anymore and land it. I don't think he can. But if he loses, who cares? He gets a huge bag of cash. And guys, if he wins, he gets to put this glorious exclamation point on his career, which last ended with a really lowly loss to a bum, no offense, in Kevin McBride in Washington, D.C. So to Mike, I'm with Kay on this. I think this is all win for Tyson. This is all upside. Well, it's money and a chance at glory.
How did it go with Roy Jones Jr.? It was a draw.
It was a draw.
Obviously, yeah. They're different weights, so Roy Jones Jr. was faster. So how did Tyson survive that?
They weren't that different weight-wise when they fought. I forget what the weight ended up being.
And also, Roy Jones is more of a classic fighter than Tyson, than Jake Paul.
Yeah, of course. But that,
Jake Paul's not a classic fighter.
No, but
he's
does.
He's big and strong.
He's big and strong, and he does. I mean, listen, I'm not, even though I've watched a ton of boxing, I'm not Teddy Atlas, but he looks like a real presentable fighter at this point. Some people say he's not good. Some people say he's pretty good. But what he is definitely young and in great shape. Roy Jones was not that. You know, Mike got in a few good shots at Roy Jones. But here's my question. In terms of the likelihood of Mike winning, as you presented it, if Mike never really hurt or knocked down a 50-something-year-old Roy Jones, is he going to be able to do that to Jake Paul? I know Roy's a much better fighter. He's an all-time fighter.
Well,
but
Roy Jones was known for eluding contact. I don't know if Jake Paul's known for eluding contact.
He's not. No.
So if you hit him once on the chin, that's a big body that's going to go down.
It's we've never seen Jake Paul get caught with anything that flush, and certainly not from a left hand from Mike Tyson.
We'll bet.
Well, I would never bet against Mike.
Well,
are you crazy?
I'm just telling you, Mike's winning.
I won't expect it, but I will be nervous. I will be watching, and if he were to win, I will be overjoyed.
If Tyson wins, you have to grow a pubis. How about that?
They just shave it down and then you're done.
No, I'm not betting against Mike. When push comes to shove, I'm going to throw money on Mike. Why not? I just think if I'm being objective here and I'm not thinking about my heart once, to me, he's 58 years old. This guy is very young, very strong. They're also very smart from a business planning standpoint. They've done a really good job growing his career. I mean, you guys have to realize, I mean, it's almost as if these last couple fights Jake Paul had, they didn't even want anyone to see them. They didn't promote them. He didn't do the whole thing. When he does the whole thing, the whole Paul Brothers promotion thing, they get tons of people to watch him fight. So they know what they're doing.
But everybody tuning in is going to be tuning in for Mike.
Of course.
On Netflix.
Well, are they?
I wonder, does Netflix have a pay-per-view arm? Or if you have a Netflix account, you could watch it.
Oh, my assumption is it is not going to be a pay-per-view arm. That would be really disappointing.
Well, then how are they making their money?
I mean, how are they making
their money back?
I think part of the thing that they're building right now is getting people to tune into Netflix Live. So they're going to start adding commercials.
Okay.
They're turning into a cable network, essentially.
Right.
So I think that what they're hoping is they spend, let's say, I don't know if Bart's right. I don't think it's a $100 million fight. But if they spend whatever they spend, their hope is they're getting people to get in this world and be ready to watch live sports on Netflix. I don't see, but does any of their business plan make sense to you? I mean, I can't figure out any of it.
It's working.
I mean, is it working? I never know if it's working or not. I always hear that they're struggling. They have to keep raising prices.
Well,
to,
because they're paying a lot of money for movies.
A ton.
Yeah.
And these expensive TV shows. And now they're going to pay a ton for this. They paid $5 billion for Raw. So, I don't know. I've never heard of them having a pay-per-view arm.
It feels like, to me, Netflix is something everyone has but doesn't use. Like, I think people open up their computer, I have Netflix. Like, they probably got it 3-4 years ago for something, and then they just let it lapse. So I'm sure they're looking at something like this as, all right, well, people have already downloaded it. I think they'll reconnect with Netflix.
But Don, are people still doing that? It's so expensive now.
I mean, there's a lot of people that might not be paying for it anymore, but so they'll reactivate it.
But let me say this part, Michael. If the answer to that is yes, it's on a pay-per-view arm, that will dramatically hurt the cultural impact of the moment.
Right.
If it's on, let me just say this. If it's on free Netflix.
Which is an anachronism. But
you know what I mean, though, right? Because it basically.
The basic Netflix.
It will feel like the biggest fight we've seen in 20 some years. If it's on everyone's Netflix, they can just turn on their TV and get it.
Right.
It's going to be monstrous. Remember when Tyson came out of jail and fought several fights on Fox?
Right.
They had like a handful of it'll feel like that.
That's the thing, that you compare it to some of the great epic fights, none of them were over the air. Like, so can you imagine what the ratings would have been for, you know, Ali Frazier?
But Frazier Foreman was on ABC.
Wow.
That when Howard goes down, that was on Channel 7 in New York.
Well, when did the pay-per-view model kick in for boxing?
Well, I mean, well, the Ali fights were pay-per-view, and Ali,
well, they were,
Ali
they were closed
and
circuit.
Foreman,
I mean,
was closed circuit.
Like, I don't remember. I remember going the closed circuit into the 80s. But I think once cable became prevalent, and then that's when they decided to market it. Like, why open theaters up? or I think I went to like a dance club that actually had the closed circuit for Tyson Spinks. That's the last time I went to one. So what was that, 88?
Yeah.
You know, but once cable became so prevalent that everybody had it, the easier way to do it would be pay-per-view. But that's where most of the big fights over the last 30, 40 years have emanated from. So to be able to have something like this that you would have a much better access and I don't have to pay $99.
Yeah, they try to get everyone for an extra $79.99 on top of their...
I'm out.
A lot of people are going to be out.
Right.
So I really...
For them to say this is going to be the most viewed boxing match...
It can't be.
Because nobody's paying $79.99
to see
a 58-year-old fight a 27-year-old. They're not.
But it will. I will tell you this, though. A lot of people who like kind of decided to bail when Netflix went up to $23 or whatever it is, it'll get people to come back. But yeah, let me give Netflix a month. And then you get them for a month. What do? You get them for 6 months.
And that's why Peacock wanted that playoff game.
Yeah.
Well, let me spend the whatever and then you'll
and they
forget
got a, to cancel and they got a few
it.
Million people.
I'm sure there's a business model. For the people that go, I'll just get Peacock and I'll watch the football game and then I'll cancel it. There has to be a business model of knowing there's a percentage that won't cancel. Or forget to cancel. Like the gym membership you don't use, right? You're still paying for it, but you don't use it. Like how many times do you think people, Peter, looked at their computer and go, oh my God, I've been paying for this for the last 12 months? I didn't even realize I was still paying for this.
You know, speaking of like paying for like a subscription, so when you get a new car, so I always lease my cars. And in the new lease, you get Sirius XM for 6 months free.
Oh, I love it.
Right? So my wife's... 6 months is over in her car. So I called them Sirius to you know, reset it.
She wanted Sirius.
She wanted Sirius. And I at the time, it was before my other car got destroyed, mine was up too. So, but I want Sirius for Howard. That's why I want Sirius. And so I said, okay, what's the price? And they said something like $11 a month. I said, okay, cool.
And then they said, but if you want Howard.
And then so I get in my car and nothing. There's no Howard. So I called back up. I said, well, I want Howard Stern. They said, well, that's $30. $19 more for Howard Stern's three shows a week? They said, yeah. I said, you're going to lose people.
Did they lose you?
Well, they lost me. I said, I'm not doing that.
You didn't do it?
No, I said, I'm not doing it. Well, what I did was my car got destroyed and I got another free 6 months.
Oh, joke's on them.
Yeah. All right, let's go see what you're thinking. 1-800-919-3776. We'll start with Corey in Old Bridge. Corey.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy to lead off. Peter, thank you for all your mental health. Being open about that really helped. I wanted to shout you out there.
Well, thanks, man.
I'm a casual boxing fan. Casual. I think this will be the most popular... Sorry, I'm on the run. The most popular boxing match of the last 20 years. It's the only one I personally care about. The last one you go back to, and I can't even remember his name, when Mayweather fought...
Pacquiao or Conor McGregor?
Yeah, Pacquiao. No, Pacquiao. I didn't watch the Conor McGregor one. You have two very compelling figures here. The younger generation, which, to be fair, you guys tend to gloss over a little bit. I'm 34, so... You talk about the younger generation. They only know Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. These are the two figures that can get me to a boxing match. I'm excited about it.
I think you just hit on the most important thing, Corey. You're getting generations. The young people know who Jake Paul is.
Boy, and they know Tyson.
Right, and they still know Tyson.
Right.
From his weed business and from the hangover.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and you're getting the older generation. I remember, and Jake Paul just tweeted this out, by the way. He said, this event is not a pay-per-view. Free to all 260 million Netflix subscribers.
Wow.
500 million plus homes. Live. Paul Tyson. Hashtag Paul Tyson.
No, it's smart. Because I guess that's the long play. They're trying to get back into sports, get people to activate Netflix. And it will get a ton of people to watch.
Let's go to Pat in Eastport. Pat.
Hi, boys. Beautiful show. Always enjoy watching it.
Thank you.
I'm calling because you're already promoting this as Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. I mean, Mike Tyson's the draw on this fight. He's going to bring back people who haven't watched boxing in 30 years.
Yeah, right.
And I think what's going to happen is, as Peter just said, Mike's one hook away from knocking this guy out and ruining his day, never mind his career. So I think, as you just said, it's going to be free. You're going to have so many people that are going to be drawn back to boxing.
But think about it like this, too. If a gentleman like you who has not watched boxing in a long time watches this fight and is impressed by Jake Paul and Paul wins, it's very valuable. Maybe you're someone who then wants to pay for a Jake Paul fight later.
All right, this is a great call. Ross Greenberg, a legend in the industry, and HBO has called in.
What?
Yeah. Ross, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Well, I was just listening to you guys, and I was thinking you need a little help on the history of closed circuit pay-per-view.
Please.
And what this Tyson fight really means.
Okay, please.
First of all, Foreman Frazier happened to be a delay off of closed circuit on ABC,
Really?
Is why you heard Howard's call. Yeah.
Okay.
So most of those fights were closed circuit. Now, in the late 70s, there was a smattering of the networks doing prime time live broadcasts. But for the most part, and into the 80s, we at HBO started doing quite a few live fights on HBO, and of course Tyson appeared in our Heavyweight World Series, won the title from Burbick, all live on HBO. And in fact, Buster Douglas fight was live on HBO. Pay-per-view really came in 1990, and Michael went to jail, but Foreman and Holyfield fought on pay-per-view in 1990, which triggered all of that. But the bottom line is, guys, this is a spectacle. It's, some will call it a circus, but it will be live on Netflix. There will not be a pay-per-view arm to this fight. The reason Netflix bought this is to drive subscribers. Don't forget, they have 230 million subscribers around the world. So Tyson is huge around the world. So this is a boon to that network. And, they're not spending $4 billion a year. They're spending more like $12 to $15 billion a year on programming. That's what this is all about.
For someone who's so entrenched in this business and a legend in the industry, Ross, does this intrigue you at all, this matchup? You said it's a circus, but you know what? Ringling Brothers, they've been in business for a long time. People like circus.
Yeah, I get it, but Mike, I got hit on the ski slopes. I've got a meniscus problem. I've got a finger that I pulled in my back pocket and I stretched a ligament or something. I mean, I'm 69. He's not far behind me. I mean, this is a little nuts. I mean, Mike, he wasn't exactly Mike Tyson, in 2005 when he fought Lewis, and it's scary to me, but I've seen a little of Jake Paul. I don't know. He looks more professional than he did at the beginning of his career. Decent fighter. Mike held his own with Roy Jones, but it was kind of an exhibition. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
This is now real. This is a little different. Exhibitions, the fighters talk before and they say, and I remember there was discussions that Roy and Mike kind of said to each other, "Now don't hit me," before that fight. And apparently they got into it a little bit, and it surprised, I think, both of them. But, it wasn't much of a fight, as I remember. I didn't see it, but, the reports were that it wasn't much of a fight. So I don't want to get people... Look, with Mike, his stature historically is so significant, and he was so gifted when we were doing his fights that people always expect to see that Mike Tyson, that knocked out Michael Spinks in 91 seconds. And let's not get carried away here.
Last thing I got for you, Ross, I must have been weird for you because you were always competing so much with Showtime in boxing. And then in the end, a couple years after you guys, Showtime closed their doors to boxing as well. Did it bum you out to see that happen?
Yeah, I think the tradition that we carved out at HBO is something that I'll always treasure, especially in the sport of boxing. And, we definitely planted a flag, and we're real proud of what we did. So I think, yes, I think it was upsetting and sad. You know, I'd love to see the sport come back. I'm not sure this is the way to do it, but it will spur a lot of interest in the sport. And I think Netflix will have a hell of a successful program. I think it will do massive numbers on Netflix.
Now, the previous show to ours, Ross, is Barton Hahn, and Bart Scott said that he believes that Tyson's going to get $50 million for this. Does that make sense? Do you think that could be the number?
No, I think the number is more probable. And by the way, Bart's a huge boxing fan and friend, and he knows his stuff. But I think I would estimate maybe 20 each, you know, more like 40. And don't forget the gate. You know, you're dealing with a big stadium.
Yep.
So that's probably a $20 million gate minimum. So that pays for half of one of the fighters right there. So, and Netflix, you know, they're throwing around some money, guys. I mean, $40 million is not out of the realm of craziness. It's not crazy for Netflix. I mean, they're spending a couple hundred million on movies.
Yeah, and $5 billion on WWE.
Yeah. Yeah, that's over 10 years, though.
Right, right. A little more reasonable.
But still, do the math. It's a lot of money.
Yep.
So, so this one-time event, when it was announced, you know, if it's in the $40 million range, I'm thinking. And by the way, some of these numbers that I'm hearing about these 10-show series on all of these streamers are huge as well. You know, whether it's Brady or the New England Patriot series that's coming out. So we'll see, but I expect it to do really, really well on Netflix. And Gabe Spitzer is an old friend from HBO. He got his start with me, and it's good to see him right in the middle of it.
Ross, I mean, I got to tell you, because I'm a child, I'm just honored that you're even listening to the show and deciding to call in and give us some clarity on what's going on. We appreciate it.
I appreciate being on. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ross.
That is HBO legend.
Exactly. I mean,
all those fights.
Yeah, you heard his name at the end of every single one of those legendary fights.
Absolutely. 1-800-919-3776. A lot to talk about today, but good jump to the show with Ross Greenberg telling us exactly what's going on. So even if it's 40, Mike Tyson at 58 gets $20 million to walk in the ring, even if he gets knocked out in 1 minute.
And like I said, I don't think
it affects his legacy.
Not his legacy, and I think it won't affect him physically. I think he'll be fine.
That's the key.
That's what I'm wishful for, but I believe that.
Hey, to hit a home run, everything needs to line up perfectly, no different than finding the person you want to marry. When the time comes to propose, do what I did. Visit the engagement experts at London Jewelers. They'll make shopping for a ring easy and help you hit it out of the park. Let them help you pick or design the perfect ring to fit any budget from their 2x London collection. London Jewelers is committed to getting it just right, so visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the Americana Mall and the Mall at Short Hills. Mention I told you to stop by, you'll get the Michael K treatment.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
It's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. The Red Hot Islanders, my Islanders, are out west taking on the Sharks with coverage at 10 right here on 98.7. And the Nets are in Detroit to face the Pistons at 7. And the Devils host the Blues also at 7.
And that's on the mothership.
The Nets in Detroit. That's on...
No, the Devils Blues are on ESPN.
And the Nets in Detroit are on, yes, my mothership.
But when you say mothership, Peter, what are you thinking?
When I hear mothership?
Yeah.
ESPN.
Thank you.
That's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. 1-800-919-3776. We go to James in Staten Island. James.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
So I was listening to the Mike Tyson conversation, and I feel like this is like coming out of like a movie, like Rocky Balboa.
Well, I mean, I mean it's kind of phantasmagorical, but I don't really parallel it to Rocky. Rocky was like a down in the dumps fighter who fought nobodies and got a chance at the crown. There's no crown here. And Mike Tyson used to be the king of the mountain, and now he's 58 years old. So I don't think it's a Rocky vibe.
No, because this is sad. Rocky is everything that's great about boxing.
Yeah, but wasn't Rocky about? He said Rocky Balboa. What was Rocky Balboa about again?
Oh, he was out of it. I mean, he
was it his son?
Yeah, he had problems with his son and. And that was not even that much of a boxing
movie. But he boxed in it, didn't he?
I don't think he did.
Didn't Rocky have a match?
I thought it was him having to come out of retirement and fight.
Yeah, I think he came out
and
fought.
But this isn't Tyson coming out of retirement to fight because he needs money. He wants money. I don't know if this is a great story from a Tyson perspective other than it's a money grab. And then from the Fury standpoint of it, Peter, this is kind of sad. And the Paul standpoint of it, it's kind of sad because he's got to go fight a 58-year-old for relevancy. Like, there's nobody else that he can fight that would get any kind of pop. He's trying to get on the map. He's trying to show people what he can do. The average person to buy into what he is, as you said, he's fought a bunch of fights. Nobody cared. People will now care about this. But I just think it's kind of a sad state for boxing that this is going on.
Yeah, but he's really not a professional boxer in that sense.
But he is now.
But I mean, he's kind of like. He's carved out his own genre. Doesn't he own Prime?
That's his brother.
I mean, so the family's doing great.
Oh, they're going to be fine.
Let's go to Nick in Cranberry. Nick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up, Nick?
So, do you want my take on your show first, or do you want my take on the Rocky fight?
I want it all.
I want it all.
Empty
the tank, Nick.
All right, so lifelong Boston sports all day fan.
Okay.
I lived there for 10 years. I'm a sports talk radio guy. Like, wherever I go, it's always on. I travel for work. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure. Sure. Hear every word.
Okay. So I discovered you guys about 3 years ago. My company continuously sends me to New Jersey. I think your show is fantastic. The chemistry... Peter, you're awesome. Peter, Don, Mike, you guys are amazing.
Thank
the way you guys call games, like, just total flowers to you. And I'm sure all my Boston people want to punch me in the face right now, but I don't even care.
We're cool thank with you, it, man. We appreciate it, you.
Excellent. We got your back.
What you guys do is great. Like, as far as sports content and comedy and everything, you guys got it nailed.
Thanks.
Nice,
and
dude.
Peter, the glasses are great, by the way.
The what? Oh, but, thank you.
The Tyson thing, dude, everything that Jake Paul does, it's an exhibition. I was listening to Barton Hahn earlier. It's all about the show. He picks guys that he knows are going to draw money. He made $45 million or something last year. This is not like he's not trying to become a legitimate boxer. He's trying to make money and put on a spectacle for everybody.
You know what? It's a tough thing to argue because when you look at
Thank you for those nice words.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. When you look at how he got here and the fights that he's won, his first fight was a nothing burger, a nobody fighter, pro debut for both fighters. The next fight that was really famous, and this was a big deal, is when he knocked out Nate Robinson.
Who's like a small former basketball player.
A very small former basketball player.
Right.
That was the undercard to the Tyson fight, and when he put Nate Robinson asleep.
But you can't say he's a heavyweight boxer, because if he fought Tyson Fury or he fought Anthony Joshua, he'd get destroyed.
He would. Then he fought Ben Askren, who was a washed-up MMA guy. Speaking of washed-up MMA guys, his next three fights were two with Tyron Woodley and one with Anderson Silva. All great MMA fighters in their day, over the hill in MMA, never had boxing matches, beat all three. Then, to the point you made earlier, he lost a split decision to Tommy Fury, who's a middle-of-the-road fighter whose brother happens to be the best heavyweight in the world.
Right.
And then since then, he fought in December and in February, like I said, the montage fights against a guy named Andre August, who's 10-1, and the next one against a guy named Ryan Borland, who's 17-2. But again, neither are guys that are known. So I don't know if the caller's right that he doesn't have any intention of trying to become a real fighter, but I think he's trying to do it in such a way
that's never been done.
Yeah, he's trying to be a star from fight one, right? When Mike Tyson emerged, what Customato and Bill Caton and Jim Jacobs did was lined him up with the right tomato cans.
Which is what Mickey did with Rocky.
Exactly what Mickey did with Rocky. That you go back, if you go back and watch, go watch every Mike Tyson knockout on YouTube, like YouTube that montage. You'll see the first 20, 16, whatever it is. I mean, these are guys who, when they left the fight, were driving a cab, okay? And Mike was laying them out, and they built, and they built, and they built, and they got him to the point where then he was ready, and then he started getting the ESPN fights, the Tuesday night fights, then got in the HBO tournament, and it was built properly to when he became a star, and he was undefeated at 17-0 or 18-0, he'd beaten at that point some boxers. Jake Paul, they're trying to start him out as an absolute superstar, keep the money coming while building his career. It's kind of impossible, because the real fight here would have been, if they want to make a lot of money and make it a big deal, they would have gotten some top 5 to 10 heavyweight prospect, if they believe he's capable.
Right.
Like, you know, someone good, Alexander Usyk or whoever, and said he's going to fight on a real card. He'll be on the undercard of an Anthony Joshua fight against a real fighter. But they don't want to do that because it's too risky. Yeah, and then you could lose your cash.
I think our caller from Cranberry hit it on. The guy's still going to make a lot of money.
Right.
He's a showman.
So if that is.
So this is the portal to make the money.
And this is why I think Michael's wrong about Mike winning. I think they know he's going to win also. They're not going to mess up their apple.
I don't think I think they assume it. But I think the most important thing is he's going to make $20 million. That's the most important thing.
But But again, isn't it over? If he gets knocked out, as much as Mike is seen as one of the greats of all time, he's 58 years old.
No, they have to know that he's going to win this fight.
Because it's over. Mike knocks him out, he ends it. The Jake Paul experiment is over. You can't come back from that.
But maybe he cashed into the best way he can cash in. He's not making $20 million to fight anybody. If it was a fight against Anthony Joshua, he would make $20 million.
Right, and he'd lose even worse.
Right. So this is, you know, if he does lose, you could say, well, it's an exhibition, and he keeps on going.
But all it ever is about is to make sure you can book the next fight. Don't mess up booking the next fight. So, yeah, he can go out and get a legitimate heavyweight and bank that kind of coin, but then he doesn't guarantee himself the next fight. Here, he feels like, I'm going to get $20 million, and I'm going to definitely be able to book the next fight. Don't mess up the next fight.
Here's what's important to know about Mike. Mike stayed on the stool against Kevin McBride. He was done. Mm-hmm. He did not want to get up against Kevin McBride. This came after losing to Danny Williams. These we're talking about journeyman fighters.
Mm. Well, Ross said he was not a good fighter at the end.
And this is 19 years ago. And when Mike lost to Kevin McBride, I remember him saying in the ring afterwards, "My heart is not in this anymore. I'm doing it because I'm supposed to do it. I want to get money. I have lots of bills to pay. I have a lot to deal with." Since then, he's now figured out his life, put together good business plans, has a wonderful wife and family. Weed is legal, so he's able to be high all the time, which, as you can tell, based on the amount of trouble he gets into these days, which is basically zero. The one time he got in any trouble recently, everyone in the world thought
on the plane.
Everyone said he was absolutely right for hitting that guy. So he's found more of a peace in his life. To me, all of that sort of works to his disadvantage in this fight. Is he really going to be motivated? Like, Mike is, he's rich, he's high, he's doing a podcast, he's got good money. How much does he need to beat Jake Paul?
And he's not going to get laid out. He'll go the distance and he'll lose a decision.
Well, is a 12 round fight?
I don't know. I didn't see that. I didn't see the. Did they say in the release?
I don't think he can go the distance.
I don't think it's
12. It won't be 12.
No,
it'll be 8.
Even if it's 8, he can't go the distance. He couldn't go. I mean, that's when he fell apart against Buster Douglas. Even when he was in the height of his greatness, he wasn't a fighter that can go a long way. Let's knock out Marvis Frazier in 25 seconds and move on. He wasn't a guy that could get 8 rounds.
Well, back in the day, though, he did do it a bunch of times. He's not going to do it now. I mean, him and Frank Bruno went the distance. He went the distance with people, but he's not going the distance now.
No.
58 years old.
If he does go the distance, then he will get knocked out.
Yeah, it's...
I don't think it'll be a decision. Unless they're just hanging on to each other.
No, and I think even if he loses... I think he could lose by TKO, and it's not a vicious knockout. Right. You know, it's just kind of time.
You just hope that at the end of this fight, no one's in pain, Don. And if they're in pain...
Oh, that's good what you just did.
Where do they turn?
Well, you go to our friend Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Check. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all your things you love. Now, you think that where he would feel the pain? Neck, back, joint, nerve? Most likely all of those things. It is time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Jay Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same day and next day appointments available. Go to SamwellPain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to SamwellPain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all of your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has 3 convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You'll wish you met Dr. Jay Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted.
Spinal.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Let's do that hockey, Don. So tomorrow at 3 is the NHL trade deadline. So when we go on the air, we'll know if the Rangers made another move. So they made the move yesterday. What are you hearing? What's being rumored out there?
I mean, there's a lot of rumors surrounding the fact that they might be in on Jake Guentzel, which is odd that the Penguins and the Rangers would make a deal. But if they want to try to...
29?
Yeah, and this would be a great pickup. I don't know what they'd have to give up. This is not considered a big draft. So I know they don't like giving up first round picks, and they certainly don't want to give up any of the players that they have now that are prospects, Hoffman being, you know, probably the head of the list there. But, you know, I don't know what you're going to have to give up to get them, but that seems to be the latest rumor here. Otherwise, it looks like it might be pretty much done as far as what they can do. Emily Kaplan reported that
apparently ESPN.
The Ducks had offered Vetrano and Henrique for Kako in a first-round pick, but that was too rich for their blood.
So I read a lot of Larry Brooks today in the Post, and he said he wouldn't trade Kako either. So a lot of people are going to want Kako. He has not lived up to like the second pick in the draft at this point, but he's a decent player. Would you give up Kako because this is a year the Rangers could win the Cup?
It's awful tempting, Michael, but he's so young. He was the second overall pick in the draft. You see flashes. And what scares you is you look at a JT Miller, who was a nice player with the Rangers. He gets traded away, ends up in Vancouver, and now he's a flat-out star. Okay. So if you think he can become that, then you're giving up a lot. Now, mm-hmm. if you think Kako is just going to be a pedestrian player the rest of his career, then obviously you make that deal. But they believe not only are you trading a first-round pick and the potential of whatever that pick's going to be, and then Kapo Kako, essentially that's two first-round picks because Kako was the second overall pick. So I want to hold on to Kako. I want to see he could be. Same thing with Lafreniere, right? He's starting to blossom where he's going to have a career year this year. If Kako can stay healthy, and that's a big if because he got hurt earlier this year, that's a lot to give up on a run that's not guaranteed. Mm-hmm. You can pick up Vetrano and Henrique. It's not guaranteed. Vancouver and Florida, the two best teams in the NHL, I'd almost guarantee they won't meet each other in the Stanley Cup final. Somebody is going to stub their toe on the way. So you can't keep mortgaging the future. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're done. But this Gensel, he's the best player available right now that I think is going to get dealt. And where he ends up, is it Vancouver? Is it New York? It doesn't look like he's going to stay in Pittsburgh. So that's probably the thing to look at now in, 23 hours? Because the deadline's at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Now, this will get Peter's attention, but I'm reading a lot of rumors on social media. Is there a possibility that Crosby would be traded?
It's the only reason it's out there.
Yeah, it's out
there. The only reason it makes sense is that Crosby wants to win. And Pittsburgh's not winning anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trading Gensel away. Now they're stuck with bad contracts. Carlson, Malkin's getting older. Letang's getting older. They don't have the goaltending that you would think. Is Tristan Jarry a guy that's going to win you a cup? And here's Sidney Crosby having an amazing year. He's got 30-plus goals, 60-plus points. Would it be time to kind of part? If you really want to go for a full-blown rebuild, what you'd get back in return, Peter, you wouldn't at least think about it? And then from Crosby's standpoint, as much as he loves Pittsburgh, if the writing's on the wall, it's not going to happen here.
Right.
You know, he's what, 36? They're going to be 37 years old.
Yeah, he's older than that.
Isn't it time
really
to just say, I want to go someplace to win? Crosby wants to win. I think
Would that be the last piece for the Rangers if they got him?
I don't think Pittsburgh would want to see him.
Really?
With the New York Rangers. Yeah, I think they'd be trading him to Colorado, trade him to Vancouver.
Would that do it for the Rangers?
Well, of course. A guy that can be, my God, you could play him at the top line center. Zibanejad would have to drop to the third line. You know, if you get a Sidney Crosby, I think it would be so weird for Ranger fans. They hate this guy.
They hate him so much.
That's not going to happen within the division. You just can't do something like that in the division.
It's 18 years in Pittsburgh.
Right.
So even though the idea sounds ridiculous to me, at the same time, if they really are done and they don't have it anymore.
It happened to Phil Bourque, right?
It happened to
Ray Bourque. Ray Bourque, they traded him to Colorado. Can you imagine if Boston wouldn't have traded him to Montreal?
Right. So even though it would really make me sad, you leave for 2 years, you maybe get a chance at another ring, and then you retire a Penguin in 2 years.
How many rings does he have? He won three, right?
Three. And then he's got the golden goal with Canada. He's a winner.
So, I mean,
and
he doesn't really need to win
and here, and here's
He doesn't
but,
need
but,
to win
But I think he wants to win, and the problem with Pittsburgh, it's kind of like with Eli Manning with the Giants. Why do you think they gave Letang a contract? Why do you think they gave Malkin a contract?
Yep.
Why
didn't
they go out and sign Eric Carlson?
One more kick at the can.
Get Crosby another championship. So if you want to really get him another championship, Pittsburgh, and you want to help yourself at the same time, wouldn't you at least consider it? I think the stumbling block to me would probably be he wouldn't want to do it. He wouldn't waive the no trade because I think he'd want to stay in Pittsburgh. I think he stayed at Mario Lemieux's house when he got drafted. Like, he is huge. I think right now he's the biggest star in Pittsburgh. I don't think there's a Steeler that is the level
Little
of Sidney Crosby. Certainly
he's
not
bigger than Little Hands.
Kenny Pickett?
Sure. So, Steelers are interested in Russell Wilson.
I heard that.
That would make that would kind of make sense. So it would be kind of the Ray Bork of it all to see something like that happen. Like Washington's been able to make it work. They're selling pieces away, keeping Ovechkin. But they're also keeping Ovechkin because Ovechkin's chasing Gretzky's record. So they see value in that.
Well, also, Ovechkin doesn't have the... they're the same age, but Sid has the injury mileage, too, that Ovi doesn't have. You know, they can probably bank on getting more out of Ovechkin.
Yeah, but Ovechkin's having a terrible year. He's got 21 goals.
Yeah, but they're all... I mean,
they're not. They're actually better than Pittsburgh. They got a better record than Pittsburgh.
And he only has 21 goals?
No, he's having an awful season because maybe he's falling off the cliff. Crosby's having a resurgence.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
Let's go to Tommy in Connecticut. Goals. He wants to talk NHL. What's up, Tommy?
What's up, boys? Definitely want to get Peter's perspective on the Penguins, but Donnie, as far as whether it's Petrana or whether it's what's his name?
Gensel.
Jake. Yeah. What do you? Who are they willing to give up? You think? You think it's Othman? You think it's Berard? You think? Picks or whatever. And then the other thing is, do you think when Gabe Perreault finishes up at BC this year that they can pull a Kreider and bring him up?
They could. It worked for Kreider. That is a possibility. The same thing's going to happen with the kid that's in Winnipeg. It does happen on occasion. They give up the picks. I don't want to. They don't want to have to give up these young stars. They don't want to. They want to be able to make sure they can bring them up. So I don't know Vetrano, now Anaheim can't eat the salary. So now you're going to go right up against the cap with Vetrano.
Why maybe can't have they eat the salary?
Because you're only allotted three times. You could trade somebody and take some of the money, and they've already used their allotment.
Gotcha.
So if they trade Vetrano, they're not going to be able to eat any money. So it's going to be, they're going to have to move some pieces around. I personally think they're done. I guess anything can happen. But I think anything they give up now is going to have to hurt.
Well, you know that, one of my catchphrases, not see ya, is maybe it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a former NFL MVP is saying that maybe it's time for everyone, all three of us to go. We'll explore when we get back.
He did say it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Peter, I know you need better help after that statement.
I need more than that.
You need a lot of help.
Wow. I have no idea what to say, but this message is brought to you by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Exercise, nap, read, spend time with a friend. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? Therapy can help you find what matters most. You can do more of it. You know, therapy has benefited me in the best and worst of times. And even when things are just sort of mundane, helps me center myself and figure out what I need to prioritize time-wise. So if you've been thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, it's designed to be convenient, it's flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. All right, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.